Now we shift our global position, heading to Kenya's Rift Valley for our GeoQuiz. The lake we're looking for is not Kenya's biggest, but it is one of the most important, economically speaking. The area around the lake supports farmers and a huge cut flower industry. The lake borders two national parks, and it's just 50 miles northwest of Nairobi, so it's a big draw for tourists. Best of all, it's home to a cool mix of wildlife, including hippopotamuses, or is it hippopotami? Yes, that is a hippo or hippos. So name this lake that was featured in the movie Out of Africa. We'll be back with the answer in a few minutes. We're looking for one of Kenya's most important lakes for our GeoQuiz today. The lake's known for its scenic beauty and wildlife. It's also part of a booming agricultural and fishing economy that's threatening the lake's delicate ecology. Here's the world's Anders Kelto with the answer.
It's called Lake Naivasha, and sitting in a small boat on its water, it looks like an African postcard. Giraffes nibble at acacia trees on shore as flocks of birds soar by. Hippos peek above the water's surface, snorting and grunting. The Lake Naivasha area attracts thousands of local and international tourists a year to its resorts, camps, and two national parks. And in the 1980s, it attracted director Robert Redford as a location for his film, Out of Africa. All that is part of the reason Naivasha is called Kenya's most economically important lake. But recently, there's been trouble here as well, starting with its fluctuating water levels.
The lake level was 5 meters deep. Normally used to be 12 meters.
It went from 12 meters deep to 5 meters deep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Emmanuel Odiombo gives boat tours on Naivasha. He says back in 2009, some areas were so shallow that he had to paddle tourists around with oars so his boat's propellers wouldn't hit the bottom. The lake's water levels have always gone up and down, but some blame the recent extremes on increasing human activity, like farming. Pollution has increased as well. Forests in the watershed have been cleared for farms, increasing soil runoff into the lake. Fertilizer has caused fish-killing algae blooms. Odiombo says that a couple of years ago, fish were dying in huge numbers.
Would you like see dead fish washing up onto the shore?
Yeah, even we collect some fish, then we go and we dig a small hole to dump all the fish in.
You guys would actually collect the fish and dump them?
Yeah.
So that tourists wouldn't have to see dead fish?
Yeah. Because I think when somebody see a dead fish, maybe it'll cause a problem.
Scientists say a big part of the problem with water usage and pollution comes from a single crop, flowers.
You count the leaves, 1, 2, 3, and then you cut from here.
Flower cutter Peter Ojembo shows me his technique for cutting roses, which are grown in hundreds of greenhouses around Lake Naivasha. He counts down from the head and snips the stem just above the soil. Ojembo cuts 200 bundles of roses every day. Most of them are flown to markets in Europe.
Yeah, the job is very hard because 200 bundles per day, and then the salary is very low.
Ojembo makes about $75 a month, working 6 days a week. But it's a decent job in this part of the world. That's why officials want to support the flower business while reducing its environmental impact. The Kenyan Wildlife Service is overseeing several programs to limit water use and cut pollution. One of these, run by the World Wildlife Fund, is a pioneering effort in which downstream farmers pay upstream farmers to keep their runoff clean. There are signs that this and other programs are working. Tour guide Emmanuel Odiombo says Naivasha looks way better than it did just a few years ago. In 2009, he was on the verge of moving his business.
During that time, we are planning to take our boats to Lake Victoria.
Really? You guys were going to leave Naivasha?
Naivasha.
But then the water levels came back up?
Yeah, the same. So nowadays, no problem with the lake.
The lake looks good again, and he isn't hiding dead fish from tourists anymore. For the world, I'm Anders Kelto, Lake Naivasha, Kenya.